Mission to Mars. That was the theme of a week-long science camp this summer aimed at giving girls a leg up in aerospace. Chris Yocum of the Pisces Program, which is a state-funded center, talked with us about the effort aimed at nurturing female scientists.
The program that we have is called the Women Stars Program. It's specifically focused on high school women, and we're trying to encourage them to pursue careers in STEM by connecting them with mentors, educators, and women scientists and engineers who can kind of give them a real-world perspective on what it's like to work in the field they're in, and also give them encouragement, mentorship, and resources that they can pursue to go into these fields. Our organization, Pisces, we're a state-funded aerospace agency. We're involved in overseeing and coordinating the whole program. So what I do is I get in contact with people in the aerospace community, the astronomy community, engineering community, local educators, basically women who are passionate about STEM and who really want to participate in this program. And we set up presentations, we set up tours, we set up hands-on activities and group projects to engage the students with. And so basically it's set up like a space and science camp where we have a week of the students going to different places on the islands. They go to the summit of Mauna Kea to view the observatories at the summit. They go to the Hawaii Ocean Science and Technology Park. They do hands-on conservation work. They see Volcano National Park. They do robotics workshops. Basically, a lot of different varieties of activities within STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, to give them a good idea of what's out there in these fields and kind of like what it's going to be like to work in them.
Do we track their progress?
We do have some numbers on that, and it seems that the program is effective in both encouraging the students who attend to go into STEM and retaining their interest. We're kind of in the process of getting follow-up surveys of all the students that have gone through the program to get a better idea.
And do you know, what else are we doing to maybe reach down into the lower grades to spark that interest?
We have a robotics program for Keokaha students out here on the east side of Hawaii. And we do a lot of outreach events that are tailored toward younger children. Educationally, we go into schools, do outreach and hands-on events. This specific program has been for just for high school girls, so we've only had this specific program for them.
Well, there's lots of focus on space, given the big anniversary that we're marking in July. You know, and the desire to go back to the moon again and beyond. So it's exciting times for space and science.
That excitement definitely carries over. These girls get to see what's possible for the future of space exploration. This year, we had a woman who is a scientist who designed all the life support systems on the International Space Station. So she gave a live video presentation to the girls and told them, this is what we did starting back in the 80s. We had to start from scratch and figure out how microbiology works in space and design all these systems. And it was really interesting to learn about.
And I think, too, the need to focus not just on young women, but, you know, women of color, to get the diversity into the space program. I know there was that wonderful movie where they talked about all the women that were math whizzes that were on the ground, African-American women who really played a big part in getting our astronauts up there successfully and safely back home.
Yeah, absolutely. Hidden Figures, we showed that actually during the program.
That's a terrific movie. That really drives home just the unsung heroes of that time and how critical a part they play in our success as a country.
Yeah, agreed. Absolutely.
If there are other students out there that are interested, you know, how do they get involved? How do they connect and get their application in for next year?
Our website has the applications, has a whole webpage about the Pisces Stars program. We open the applications usually in mid-March and begin accepting applicants. And we also send out a newsletter through our website that keeps our subscribers up to date. We also have social media, Facebook and Twitter, where we keep everyone updated on the status of the program. So students can apply online. It's a short application process. They do need to have a minimum 3.0 GPA, and they need to write a one-page essay talking about why they want to join the program. And any student in the state of Hawaii, a high school girl 14 or older, is eligible to attend.
That was my next question. Is it, you know, if you're from Molokai or Lanai and want some time, you know, at Mauna Kea and at OTEC there in Kona, you know, what are your chances of getting in? I mean, you pick up their airfare or how does that all work?
For students coming from other islands, the one cost for them will be their airfare. The program, we provide the program for free in terms of on-island transportation on the Big Island. We also provide all the accommodations and meals while the students are doing the camp. But if for the students coming from other islands, right now we don't have enough funding to cover inter-island airfare. But I'm pretty optimistic about the way the program's going. We've been getting increasingly more funding from different sponsors. This year we got sponsored by Caterpillar, the heavy equipment manufacturer, and we also received a grant from the Hawaii Community Foundation's Career Connected Learning Program. So I feel like it's getting more traction, and we're really getting solid results out of the program. We're going to be able to do more with it in the years coming.
I know the industry, you know, they say, well, these are great, good paying jobs, but how many people that are in those jobs are from Hawaii? So we kind of want to grow our pool of qualified applicants for these jobs.
Sure, absolutely. And that's part of what we're doing at Pisces, is trying to create more people who are skilled in technology and engineering, but also being able to create those opportunities for them to stay here in Hawaii and work. We do that through our internship program as well that we have for college students.
I know earlier this year there was the unfortunate incident where they didn't have enough uniforms, astronaut uniforms, I think, for the women.
Yes, I saw that. I also saw an SNL skit about it.
Yeah, it's just not fair, but it's kind of the built-in bias, I think, you know, in a program that was predominantly male.
Yeah. Absolutely. One of the things they're talking about as part of the Artemis program now is getting a woman to the moon, to the surface of the moon, for the next big lunar mission. So hopefully that trend will shift a little bit into balance.
Yeah, we have to break through that glass ceiling, even in outer space.
Yeah, exactly. We have so many really intelligent, talented students that we see come through our programs. Through our STARS program, we have so many young women who are really interested in what we're presenting to them, and they want to be able to pursue those things in here in Hawaii, and they're looking for opportunities. A lot of our interns that we have come through here are the same. We had one that just went on to NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. He's working on the Mars 2020 rover, and it'd be great to have more opportunities like that here in Hawaii. So that's something that we are working on trying to fulfill.
That was Chris Yocum, Public Information Officer at Pisces, talking about a summer program designed to get girls into the STEM fields of science, technology, engineering, and math. And we should note, as we mark the historic Apollo moon landing tomorrow, lots of events around town, including a whole day of activities at Windward Community College. You can check out the moon rocks and better understand Hawaii's part in that historic event. Check our website for links.